This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
All of a sudden, it's become cool and hip to sneak into crash.
Yes, it is,
to
actually.
Crash into, like, not crash your car, but like to go into events that you haven't been invited to.
There it is.
So if you've crashed, we got a bunch of stories, and Steve's crashed a lot of things his life. But if you've crashed something, we want to talk to you. The story went big. A guy crashed a Florida wedding.
Yeah.
And then tried to get in on the couple's first dance.
You got to respect that a little bit. I mean, if you're going to crash and you want to be known, that's the stuff you do.
It is.
Hi.
You know who I hate who crashes weddings, though? We talk about this every once in a while.
Ooh.
When a celebrity crashes a wedding.
Okay, right.
I mean, sometimes I guess it's cool, but what if we're not into you? Or what if the bride really, this was like, she's had a rough life and she's got self-esteem issues. And like, this is one day where everybody's looking at her. Everybody's telling her she's pretty. And in walks Carrie Underwood going, oh my God, there's a wedding. Well, they'll want to see me.
See, that's the thing. It's where they're presumptuous about, I am bestowing this incredible award on these people.
Oprah does that a lot,
I guess.
She'll be at a hotel or whatever. And she's like, she'll go downstairs and like
crash people. So because she thinks, everyone will get a bending knee.
I'm more important than the sacredness of the...
Thank you.
Anyway, the hotel employees asked the man to leave. He refused. And eventually he camped out on the 11th floor of the hotel until the police took him away. They suspect he was under the influence.
What?
So that's one guy crashing. We've talked to people before who've been able to crash like
epic events,
like the Super Bowl.
And you know what? They all have the same. They all said the same thing. Slacker, act as if. Act as if you belong there. You own the place.
I have been to the Super Bowl. I have paid a lot of money for the tickets to get in. Even when I know that I've paid for it, I don't act as if. How does somebody have the cojones to like just
walk up, walk in, follow people in, going up to celebrities?
That's what we like. If you've pulled off crashing like a major event like that, like we don't care if you've crashed a wedding or just a little concert or whatever it is.
Those guys crashed the ESPYs one year. The ESPY
That's
Awards.
Right.
And met like everybody.
Got backstage, went to the ESPYs like after parties, hanging with LeBron and all those dudes. Remember the dude who crashed a McGregor fight?
Yes.
And ended up in his security. He walked out with him.
Entourage.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. If you're officially a crasher, we want to hear what the coolest, best thing you've crashed is. There was apparently some advice out there on how to crash.
Cool.
And there's these two guys who say you can literally crash anything in the world. Anything.
Anything.
Sporting event, any black tie, like whatever it is.
White House
you
thing.
You go buy two things. A hard hat.
That's right.
And that Visa vest or whatever, the bright fluorescent.
Yes.
Because people, security guards will let you walk past them because they're like, he's working.
Amen.
He must be working on the electricity. He must be like, you just walk, excuse me. And you can literally.
Smart.
Do you think you can get in like a presidential ball with that?
Yes. They might put my tools through the metal detector, but
outside
of that, I'm in.
I mean, I don't even know if these guys bring tools. They just walk in like, you just got to have like.
And walk as if.
You keep saying that. I don't
walk with confidence.
Yeah, I don't have the confidence.
Act like you own the place.
Another person, Joel Osteen. Is he that?
That's the guy. That's the
preacher dude.
Yes.
There is a Joel Osteen impersonator who is now crashing Joel Osteen events and trolling people. So he just like everybody's waiting for Osteen up on stage or whatever, and then he's just walking the crowd, and everybody's like,
"Oh my God, you're down here with the little people!"
He's crashing everything.
That's awesome.
I kind of want to be this guy. Somebody else, a musician, snuck backstage at Coachella by posing as a member of Kanye's Sunday service.
Wow.
Yeah. He's an Australian musician. He triumphed over all. He said he walked as if.
Yes. Just.
He got snuck backstage, posed as a member of like the posse. And he said it was the craziest, most hilarious time of my life. Drinking Cristal, doing whatever you want.
Dang.
Once you're back.
You're in.
He said he ended up standing next to the Kardashians, Jaden and Willow Smith, Justin Bieber, Idris Elba, everybody. He was hanging with everyone.
That is so awesome.
I don't think I've crashed really.
Crashed Disneyland. I don't know if that's really crashing.
Oh, that was when they had the stamp thing.
Yeah, snuck in. Crashed. No, that's not really.
That's kind of crashing.
Was it a little bit? I wasn't invited. We didn't pay to get in.
I've crashed weddings, but that's. I mean, it's just a thing. Like if you know where the good wedding venues are, and if you just got to dress nice on a Saturday,
right?
And you drive by like one of the bigger venues. If there's like 200 or 300 cars, it's a no-brainer.
No kidding.
Everybody's gonna be going. He must be on the bride's side. And everybody on the bride's side is going to be going, he must be on the groom's side.
Do you sit? Do you pick a side? No, this is a reception.
You don't go to the reception. You don't want to go to the wedding itself. You want to get there for the reception part. Just take a pass through the buffet, maybe hit the open bar, and then get. You don't want, because eventually somebody's going to talk to you and they're like, so who do you know here? It's like, oh, I know Tony. Tony?
There's no Anthony here.
But typically their names are up. Everything's there.
You're like just the movie.
I've only done it a couple of times when I was really hungry.
You're just driving home. You're, oh, there's a wedding.
Hey. I'm going to be wearing a tux right now. I'm going to go in.
Do they have the vegetable wrap, bacon wrap, vegetable?
The crudite, bumaki. So I just have a whole rainbow of cummerbunds that I just have. What's your accent color? Got it.
Dude, that's well thought
it's
out,
not a,
actually.
Bad plan. All right, so if you're a crasher, we want to hear the coolest thing you've crashed. Maggie?
Yay.
You are disguised. What'd you crash?
Well, my girlfriend and I were out having a good time a couple weeks ago, and we were looking really nice, all dressed up, you know, just looking for fun and adventure, and the usual place that we like to hang was closed for a company party.
Oh.
None of us worked at the company.
Oh.
But we thought like karaoke, and that's the best karaoke bar. So, you know what? We went in anyway, and we're like, oh, and we kind of just ducked in, and you kind of stick with
people. I'm from the 12th floor. I work in your county. You probably never see me. I'm on the swing shift.
Accounts receivable is what I told people.
Accounts, because that's just innocuous enough
that
to
is.
Like. Did you get free drinks and stuff?
Well, I didn't have the cojones to go actually sign up to get the drink ticket, so we did pay for drinks, but I won the karaoke.
Nice!
Yay! Did you get like a nice...
The best rendition of These Boots Are Made for Walking. See, I went to school for opera, so I'm a trained opera singer.
Oh, wow.
And I blew their little minds, and then... Of course, then they came over with, oh, come on up, you won the prize. And then everybody's like, wait a minute, nobody here knows her.
That is classic.
Perfect.
Crashing. Thank you, Maggie. Toya.
Yay.
Crashing.
So my now husband actually crashed a boxing match.
Oh, nice.
How? What?
He got to the match to watch. He was there as a onlooker. And the line was too long, so, you know, he's built kind of like a boxer. So he thought it'd be a good idea to walk to the door and say, I'm a fighter. Well, to get in free. Well, they let him in free, but they took him straight to the back to get ready to fight. He ended up in the ring.
Like for the heavyweight championship of the world.
And that's how you know. His name's Muhammad Ali. What? He didn't fight, though.
He did make it three rounds. He made it three rounds before giving up.
Wait, he actually fought?
They put him in the ring?
Yes, he fought. He actually fought. He made it three rounds.
And he got paid out of the purse?
What?
They actually came and wanted him to fight. They came to the house. They wanted to know who he was, and they wanted to train him to fight, but he denied it.
He's like, no, I crashed that whole thing.
I was just kidding.
No,
I just didn't want to wait in line.
Oh, my God.
That's commitment to your crash, man. That's 100% commitment. Thank you. I'm like, oh, and then he got back there. He's like, no, I'm just a part of the audience. No, he fought. I was like, okay, Doug.
Yo.
Crashers.
Hey, my buddies and I, we snuck into the AFC Championship game, Broncos versus the Jets.
Shut up.
Wow.
How'd you pull that off?
We had a friend, my buddy's girlfriend said she knew somebody who could get us into the staff jackets down on the field. And when we got there, they said they had too many people, told us just to exit the stadium. And to use your guys' term, we walked as if and just turned right into the stadium instead of out.
Nice.
Oh, man, that is.
You guys were on the field then for the whole game?
No, not on the field. Since we snuck in, we ended up just finding seats in there for somebody who didn't show up.
Perfect.
You just got to walk around. Then when they show up, it's like, what? These aren't ours? I guess we're over here. And you just keep moving
just
around.
Keep moving
Somebody's
around.
Always peeing.
Yeah. Nobody ever asked us for tickets or anything. We just found a couple open seats, sat down, and that was that.
Well played, Doug.
Nice going. Thank you. I pay like whole paychecks to get into events like that. Carly?
Yay.
Yay.
Crashing.
I work going to different hospitals, and when I first started, I was just kind of thrown into it, and I was lost trying to find my way to where I was going, and I walk into one of the surgery rooms, and they were actually performing surgery, and I just, like, looked around, and I acted
scrubbed
like
in.
I was supposed to be there, and then I just walked out.
Like, hi.
I scrubbed in, removed gallbladder, charged him $250,000, paid off my second home.
Yeah.
You're welcome. That's
right.
Crashing an OR Dang. Is something you don't want to crash. Thank you, Carly. Jackie.
Yay.
Crashed.
Yay, crashed. So I'm going to say it's about 20 years ago. I lived in Minnesota. This is when Prince was known as the symbol.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, when he was mad. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So my sister came to see me and I'm going to take her to see where Prince lives. We get there and Prince's gates are open.
So no, you didn't.
Being the person I am, I drove to the front gate. I drove to the front door.
You went through his gates.
I drove to the front door and got out. I went to the door. We, my sister, Lynn, I'm throwing you under the bus.
Wow.
Went to the door, opened the door. Open the door. Mind you, when you go to Prince's house and you look in his front door, it's a warehouse. It's a big white warehouse. All of his MTV moon statues and everything are right there.
Oh, my God. You're inside Prince's house.
Open the door. Okay, so we think we got this. Okay, I'm in my soccer mom van. My kids are in the car. And this big guy shows up and asks us, what the F are you doing?
But you got that close.
My sister and I... As she not listen to him and says, we're lost. Can you show us to the highway?
Oh,
you pretend like, yeah. I don't know, I'm just going into this strange, big, huge house.
And ask for
if you're crashing, if you can't act as if you're stupid.
Nice.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.